What were your assessment of that 90 minutes?
Welcome to coaching, management, that side of the pitch. There was a lot of positives from it, don't get me wrong, a lot of positives, but there was also a lot of frustration, and I think I've definitely learned an awful lot about the group in terms of where we're at with that 90 minutes and then the 90 minutes from Saturday. Especially second half tonight, I thought we dominated the second half, but again, we can't just leave the back door open and leave opportunities for them to progress, get up the pitch. Going forward the pitch, I thought we looked a threat, but I think defensively we need to be more aggressive with it. We need to be more assertive, and you can't hide the fact that we've conceded 8 goals in 2 games already this year, and there's no way after the season that we endured as a club, we cannot accept that going forward. And yes, there'll be times where I'll need to show my teeth, and there'll be times where I'll protect the squad as well. And granted, they are as a younger group that we're looking at blending together. But football's fast, the game's fast, so they're going to have to learn fast, and they can't allow opportunities for the opposition to progress up into dangerous areas of the pitch, and for us to switch off in the way we did, and allow them opportunities to score, and that's inevitably what happened, and goals change games.
So you've got a week off now until the next game against Brechin, so that'll be the focus training this week and Saturday, just try and tighten up defensively?
Definitely, and it's not just a case of the defenders in that area, it's collectively as a team. Like, we need to build ourselves up to be more resilient. We need to be able to stand up and be counted, and give ourselves that backbone and spine that if we don't take chances, then we've got that resilience behind us to know that we're not going to concede. And if we manage to get that blend sooner rather than later, then the opportunities that we will create, which we did create a good number of opportunities this evening, probably more so than what Cove did, but ultimately they took their chances and we never, and that's something that, that's what football's all about, unfortunately.
And one positive is young Cameron Mavani scoring his first professional goal, just 18.
Yes, delighted for him. He's a great lad. He's young, he's hungry, and he's enthusiastic. And yeah, I'm delighted for him. I thought Connor Scullion as well, done really well. He was a threat down the left hand side and created a hell of a lot of opportunities for the right back, and getting us up the pitch as well. Thought the two in the middle of the park, Barry Cuddihy and Liam as well, done really well. So yeah, there's definitely pleasing aspects, absolutely. This is, but at the end of the day, results change games.